KNDY.
Good evening. Welcome from Marysville High Schools. We're getting ready for high school basketball action here for you this evening in a girl-boy doubleheader between Marysville and Concordia. The girls are first. National anthem has been played. The starting lineups are being announced here. Let's go ahead and take a look at those. First for Concordia, the Lady Panthers will start Zoe Becker, Anna Makery, Chloe Conway, Kendall Reynolds, and Karen Rundis. For Marysville, it's Eva Pessel, Linda Franco, Ashlyn Price, Missy Raver, and Madison Rodebaum. Marysville comes into the ballgame with an 0-3 record, looking for their first win of the season. They're looking to get it over Concordia, who is 1-1. Lady Panthers won their opener versus Republic County, then fell to Smoky Valley. The one thing for the Lady Panthers here tonight is they only have 6 suited up for varsity. They've got their whole JV in quarantine, so only 6 players for Concordia tonight. Let's see if Marysville can take advantage of the numbers where the Lady Bulldogs have a decent bench. They play about 9 girls, 8 to 9 girls, pretty much all 4 quarters. So the bench issue should benefit Marysville. No tip. It'll be Concordia to start with things first. Kendall Reynolds will get the inbound, and she'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes up near the volleyball line, passes over to the left to Rundis. Rundis going into the paint, turnaround jumper, shot coming out. No good by Conway, rebounded by Marysville. Here comes Patchell. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Now she'll get a pick from Linda Franco. Ball bobbled out of her hand, but she'll get it back, but then she is fouled by Kendall Reynolds, and that'll be her first foul of the ball game. No shooting. Macy Raver will inbound it in front of the scorer's bench. Patchell on the right side of the timeline. Now she'll bring it across. Goes up near the volleyball line over the Raver. Beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Patchell. A little high and off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. So Concordia will get it back. 29 seconds into this ball game here. Kendall Reynolds brings it up across midcourt. Bounce pass over to the right side to Becker. Becker dribble, penetrate. Pass down into the baseline to Reynolds. She'll follow with it. A long passes, and a foul will be called. Acree went up on the baseline. Special called for the foul. And the first free throw is good. Hannah Acree will get another opportunity here. Shot back of the rim, no good. Tracked down by Ronobaum. Linda Franco with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Passes over the left side to Raver. She'll square to the hoop. Looking inside to Ronobaum, nothing there. Special. She'll get it at the top of the key. Backs up a little bit, passes over to Raver. Still looking inside, trying to get it in to Ronobaum. Nothing there. Over to Franco. Franco dribble, penetrates. Back out to Raver. Going back to Linda Franco. It's tipped, and then it goes right into the hands of Madison Ronobaum. She'll put it up and in. Marysville on top, 2-1. Concordia coming back the other way. Pass over to the left side. Beyond the three-point line. One dribble over to Beckert. Pass over to the left side to Rundis. Rundis over the high post to Conway. Bounce pass over to Reynolds. She'll dribble, penetrate. Little floater, side of the rim. Bounces up, no good. Rebounded by Ashlyn Price. Here comes Special. Crosses midcourt. Down the floor over to Linda Franco. Near the paint. Puts up a shot, no good. Rodolph got a piece of the rebound. Goes off of her and out of bounds. So Concordia will get it back with 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs on top, 2-1. Walking the ball up the floor. Reynolds crosses midcourt near the center circle. Over the left side to Rundis. Rundis now to Acree. Acree to the high post. Back out. Long two. Shot in front of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath. Put back is good by Concordia's Kendall Reynolds. And that'll give the Lady Panthers a 1-point, 3-2 lead. Pass over to right side to Raver. Macy looking for the cutter. Cross-court pass over to Rodebaum. Rodebaum, little bit of skipping. Skip Shufflin called for the travel. Inbound to Kendall Reynolds. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes to the top of the key. Linda Franco gets a hand on it. Loose ball. Raver picks it up. Macy, long pass back to Franco. Going to go underneath to Peschel. Peschel gets herself set back up underneath the basket. She goes up with it. Foul. The pass got there. She was a little too far under and trying to get things back going to where she can go up. Peschel at the line, shooting two. First one in front of the rim, no good. Foul is on Rundis. Second shot for Peschel. He is good. Tied up at three with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Kendall Reynolds over the left side. They're going to go into Conway, but the ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds, and it will be Marysville ball. Macy Raver will inbound it on the far sideline, inbound to Eva Peschel. She'll jog it up across midcourt. Goes up near the top of the key, over to the right side to Price. Now in the corner, back to Raver. Rodevall, left side, or to the top of the key, Linda Franco. She'll dribble penetrate to near the free throw line, puts up the shot, good. 5-3. Concordia quickly down the floor. Rodebaum's going to knock it out of bounds. They were trying to go into Conway. It'll stay Concordia ball. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 5-3. Marysville on top. Becker will inbound it in the baseline. They'll lob it up to Reynolds. Reynolds floats it into the paint. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Concordia ball. Good pressure defense there by the Lady Bulldogs. Underneath their own basket, will inbound it again. Now lob it up high. Now kicks it over to Acree. Acree, left side, over to Rundis. Rundis, near the corner. Back up top to Reynolds. Reynolds drives, and Peschel's going to grab it. Tied up, jump ball. Possession goes to Marysville. Eva Peschel will get the inbound. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes up near the top of the key, left side, Linda Franco, dribble penetrates, goes to her left, in the lane, too hard, no good. Peschel with a rebound for the back, that's no good. Linda Franco gets the rebound, that one's no good. She'll get another rebound, a big scrum there, down there for the ball. Kicks it out to Raver, now over to Peschel. Peschel drives on the block, up and good. Good job on offensive rebounding by the Lady Bulldogs. 7-3, Marysville on top, 4:14 to play here. In the first quarter, Reynolds with the ball. Now with the left side to Rundis, to Becker. Becker with the ball near the top of the key. Now to Rundis on the left wing. Dribbles to her right. Goes underneath and the pass. I'm not sure who it was going to, but it went right to Ashlyn Price. Marysville with the ball. Price over to the right side. Now to Peschel. Peschel backs it up near the volleyball line on the left side to Franco. Franco goes up top of the key, right side. Rodebaum, now the Macy Raver pulls up for three, back of the rim, no good, fight for the board, and we're going to have a jump ball, it'll be Concordia ball. Now, McKenna Miniman and Lady Schaefer into the ball game for Marysville, out goes Price and Franco, and the lone sub for Concordia comes into the ball game, Jara Nordle. 3:39 to play. Clock is not going. And Concordia will put up the shot. And Nordle, who just came into the ballgame, clock's still not running. And a three-point shot on the way for Miniman. No good. Rebounded by Marysville. Raver underneath to Schaefer and bobbles with the ball. 1 second went off the clock in all of that. And they're going to call that on Rundis. It'll be her second. Acree back into the ballgame. Marysville inbound it underneath their own basket. High over to Macy Raver. Raver near the top of the key. Over to the right side. Miniman passes it up to Rodebaum. Patchell back with the ball. She'll dribble, penetrate, goes all the way to the hoop, lays it up and in. Took off from the top and had an open lane to the hoop and laid it up. Marysville on top, 9-5 with 3:14 to play here in the first quarter. Gordon going into the paint, turnaround jumper, shot no good by Conway, rebounded by Marysville. Patchell coming back the other way for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes up near the volleyball line on the left side to Macy Raver. Raver now up top to Schaefer, leaning over to the right side to Patchell. Patchell dribbles to her left, now comes back right, goes up top to Miniman. McKenna pulled up for three, back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Acri. Reynolds now with the ball for Concordia. 9-5, Marysville lead, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Acri with the ball, her pass is tipped and taken away. Eva Peschel back with the ball for Marysville. Up the floor, goes up near the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line, out over the left side to Raver. Raver up top to Miniman. McKenna dribbles, left side, back to Peschel. She'll dribble, penetrate, goes to the block, turn around near the paint, kicks it up top to Raver. She'll pull up for three, good! Casey Raver with a three ball, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter, and Marysville now on top, 12-5. Reynolds with the ball for Lady Panthers, over the left side to Beckard. Beckard looking for the cutter, she'll swing it to the left side. Going to go down low, they'll kick it right back out. 3-point shot on the way, and it is good for Hannah Avery. 12-8, Mary's little lead, and with the ball, Eva Peschel. She'll go up near the volleyball line, directing traffic. Left side to Raver, looking inside to Runnabaum. Runnabaum fighting hard. She wants the ball. They'll kick it out over to Schaefer. She'll pull up for three. Shot no good. We got a foul here. The bucket went in. They called that on Reynolds, I believe. With a runner ball with the rebound and putback, and she'll go to line for three. And the coach for Concordia, one of the assistants, is not happy. Gordia coming back down the floor. They're going to paint. We're going to have a foul here on Schaefer. That'll be her first. That's just the second foul for Marysville. No shooting. 15-8. Marysville with the lead. They're going to inbound it to Reynolds. Reynolds pass is intercepted by Linda Franco. She's off to the races. Dribbling down the left side. Too hard on the layup. No good. Concordia gets the rebound. They'll come back the other way with it. Reynolds up the floor. Over to Beckard. Beckard drives. Bounce pass in the paint. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Emily Dressman. McKenna Miniman. Over to Linda Franco. She'll dribble, penetrate. Ball tipped and stolen away by Concordia. Coming back the other side. Franco trying to get the steal right back. And whip back off a little bit of commotion, and Acree's going to be called for the travel. Eva Peschel back into the ball game. And she'll get the ball off the inbound. Goes up near the top of the key. Comes around the right side to Dressman. Just inside the three-point line. Shot is short. Hit the front of the rim. Franco tips the pass away. It's going to go out of bounds. As Franco tipped it right to Eva Peschel, who was standing on the line. Winding down the first quarter, Marysville on top, 15-8. Reynolds with the ball for Concordia, over to the right side now to Beckard. Beckard goes back to Reynolds near the Marysville bench. She'll dribble, penetrate to the block, goes up. Dressman, I believe, got a piece of it. Linda Franco back with the ball now for Marysville. Quickly up the floor, a little floater in the lane, in and out, no good. Bobbled around and picked up by Nordle. Nordle, long pass to Reynolds. Here comes Concordia down the floor. Layup, too hard, no good. Peschel with a rebound. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Long pass to Franco. Linda Franco drives. Shot off the mark, no good. We're going to have a foul here on the rebound and putback attempt. Eva Peschel is going to go to the line. She'll be shooting two. Foul is on Acri. Eva. 5 points. 1 for 2. Now 2 for 3 if she hits that one. 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 16-8. 17-8 as she hits the second one. Inbound to Acree, and she'll dial it up. That one we put up. At the end of the first quarter, Marysville leads it 17-8. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Linda Franco with the ball to start the second quarter. Price now with the right side to pass over. Go into Rotobomb. It's tipped away, but Peschel's there to pick it up. Near the sideline, up top to Linda Franco. Franco dribbles. Now passes left over to Raber. Pulls up for three. Back of the rim. No good. Fight for the board. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to stay Marysville ball. 17-8, Marysville on top. Just starting the second quarter. Linda Franco will inbound it near the corner and along the baseline. Lob it to Price. Price has it knocked out of her hands, but Raver's there to pick it up. She'll back it up. Over the right side to Franco. Franco's going to lob it in to run a ball. Pass a little too hard, and it goes out of bounds. They were looking inside, and it was a good look. Just passed just a little off the mark. McCordy coming back the other way. Brings it up across midcourt. Beckard over to the right side to Rundis. Rundis, her pass going into Conway. Goes out of bounds. I believe Ronobaugh got a piece of it, so it'll stay Concordia ball. Rundis inbounds it to Conway on the block. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and Ronobaugh is going to be called for the foul going for the block. So, Chloe Conway at the line. Free throw, no good. McCordy went 1 for 2 at the charity stripe in the first quarter. And second one, no good. Rebound by Ronobaugh. Rotobaugh now to Raber. Raber for three. Don't they say her foot was on the line? She's got 5.19-8. Marysville with the lead going into Conway. And Rotobaugh just scratches it right out of her hand. I think the official was about a tenth of a second away from calling a jump ball. Marysville with it. Franco over to Raver. Raver now top to Price. Quickly swings it back to the right side to Peschel. She'll drive. Shot is short. And Ashlyn Price is going to be called for the foul. Reach it over. No shooting. Just the fourth foul for Marysville. Over to the left wing. Goes up top, a little right side to Beckert. Beckert near the baseline. Picks it up. Back over the other way. Cordia will reverse it. Going to the high post to run this. She'll turn, and we're going to whistle here. 3 second violation on the Panthers. .608 to go here in the first half. 19-8. Marysville on top. Eve Official. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes up near the top of the key. Left side to Macy Raver. Looking inside. Back over to the right. Back to Peschel. Now to Linda Franco. She'll dribble, penetrate. Floater. No good. Fight for the rebound. She'll get her own board. That one's no good. Conway got a piece of it. Then Price got a piece of it. Goes out of bounds. And beat Concordia ball. Nordell in for Concordia. Again, if you're just joining us and not able to see the bench, if you're watching on BBTV or on Marysville High School's Facebook page, Conway lit a runner bomb trying to go for the steal and gets past her, and Conway has an easy look to the basket. 19-10. Marysville will lead, but Concordia with just six players suited up here tonight. Macy Reaver with the ball over the left side. Now to Price to Rotobomb beyond the three-point line up top to Peschel. She'll shoot for three. Back of the rim, no good. Conway with a rebound. She'll lob it up. Here comes Concordia. Down the floor to A. Green. Macy Reaver knocks it out of bounds. It's going to stay Concordia ball. Run this back in. Conway out. They'll inbound it to Reynolds. Reynolds gets a pick, drives here to the high post, back out near the top of the key. Dribbles once, hands it off to Beckert. Linda Franco tries to knock it out. Now the ball's loose. The official comes up with it. She's off the races. It's his pass. Foul and one. Boy, you saw her shift into that extra gear. She got about near midcourt. She definitely just edged down her defender. And that is going to be the third foul on Arendis. And again, with only six players, that is definitely something Cordia has to watch, is foul troubles. Special looking for the three-point play. It is up and no good. Rebounded. Cordia coming back the other way. Beckert. Beyond the three-point line, you hear the Marysville bench. Dribbles left, looking inside. Over to Conway. Pump fake goes up. Run a bomb, knocks it out of her hands, but Conway gets it right back. Beckert. Dribbles left. A little bit of a bump, and I think it's going to be offensive, and it is. She got a little bump first, but it's always the second one. Yes. I know all too well of that. That is her first, team seventh, but it was an offensive foul, so no shooting. Macy Ray rode the ball on the left wing, goes cross court to Price, now to Miniman. McKenna along the sideline, trying to go into Rotobomb, low pass, fumbling for it, fights for it. Miniman gets it right back over to Raver. She'll spot up for three, no good, but are they going to call a foul here? They are. Nordell picks up her first. So three on the way for Macy Raber. Free throw is up and good. .410 to play here in the half. Marysville on top, 22-10. Second shot, no good. Emily Dressman and Lainey Schaefer back into the ballgame. Third shot on the way for Macy Raver. It's up and back of the rim. Bounces off the rim. No good. And what do we got here? We got a whistle, and I think it's going to go against Raver. Or Schaefer, excuse me. That's her second, team's fifth. Reynolds with the ball for Concordia. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. 22-10, Marysville with the lead. Avery pass up to Becker, but Becker tracks it down before it goes on the other side. Back to Avery. Avery out of the high post, back out to Reynolds. She'll dribble, penetrate in the lane, shot back at the rim. Conway gets the rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt. Thinking it's going to be on Dressman. Yep. That's her first. Conway at the line with 2 points. She's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Free throw, no good. Courtney was, as I mentioned, 1 for 2 from the line in the first quarter. So far, they're 0 for 3 here in the second. Second one is no good. Rebounded by Schaefer. McKenna Miniman bringing the ball up the floor. She'll cross midcourt over to Linda Franco on the left side. She'll dribble to her right to the top of the key. Dressman with the ball back to Miniman. Going into Schaefer. Schaefer on the block, and she is fouled. Dell will pick up her second. And Lady Schaefer at the line. She'll be shooting two. Free throw is up and good. Peschel back into the ball game for Marysville. Linda Franco will catch a breather. Second shot on the way with 3:27 to go here in the half. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound tip loose, and Peschel comes up with it for Marysville. They'll set things back up here on the offensive side. Into Dressman. Dressman on the block. Her shot is short. Rebounded underneath by Acri. Acri pass over the left to Becker. Becker brings it up across midcourt. Stops near the top of the key. Bounce pass to the right side to Nordell. Which should be Nordell. Now to the left to Reynolds, and Peschel's going to be called for the foul, reaching over. That's her second foul. Nine fouls, so still a one-on-one situation here. Kendall Reynolds at the line with 2 points. Free throw, front of the rim, no good. Macy Raver with a rebound for Marysville. Peschel now with the ball with 3 minutes to play in the half. 23-10, Lady Bulldogs on top. Raver for three on the wing. Yes. Macy Raver hits her second three ball of the night. 26-10, Marysville with 2:45 to go in the half. Kendall Reynolds with the ball. She'll dribble, penetrate to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, back to the basket, hands it off to Beckert. Beckert comes around to the right side. She'll pull up for three, and it is good. Stepped up, took a step back, but she came around to the right side. 26-13, Marysville with the lead. Macy Raver with the ball on the left side. Rotobomb looking to come back into the ball game. Peschel, long two on the right. Shot no good. Rebounded by Reynolds. Reynolds up the floor for the Lady Panthers over to Beckert. Beckert, right wing beyond the three-point line to Reynolds. Flat hoop and Dressman from behind gets a clean block, and Marysville coming back the other way with 2:02 to play here in the half. Lady Bulldogs on top, 26-13. Raver with the ball, left wing. Up top to Schaefer, now back to the right side to Peschel. Raver back with the ball near the top of the key, left side to Miniman. Looking inside to run a bomb. It's knocked out of her hand. It'll stay Marysville ball. And I think we're going to have a timeout. Yep, Concordia takes a timeout. Marysville on top, 26-13. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2020 Chevy Equinox LT, 2020 Chevy Traverse Premier, 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, and the new 2021 Chevy Equinox Premier. Available and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Romy Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromyLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromy Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
I've got the inbound from Marysville, put up a shot up short. Franco then got the rebound and went off her, went out of bounds. Concordia coming back the other way, shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Meyer now in the ball game for Marysville. Macy Raver over to Linda Franco. She'll dribble to the right. Going to lob it underneath. Back to Raver. Raver shot no good. Rutherbaum with a rebound on the left block. Her shot no good. And Macy Raver is going to be called for the foul. Reaching over the back, going for the rebound. 26-13. Marysville with lead. 106 to play here in the second quarter. That's the eighth foul, so it's still a one-on-one situation here. Beckard at the line. She's got 3 points. Free throw bounces no good. Rebounded underneath by Nordell, and then a jump ball between her and Rotobaum gives Marysville the ball with a possession arrow. 64 seconds to play here in the half. Debbie Bulldogs lead it 26-13. Linda Franklin with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Over to the left side of Macy Raver, looking inside. She'll dribble, penetrate, bounce pass to Rotobaum. Rotobaum on the block, shot no good, and take your pick. It's going to be either Conway or Nordell. And it's going to be on Nordell. That's her third. So they've got Nordell and Rendis with 3 fouls each. And again, in case you're just joining us, Concordia only 6 players suited up. Rotobaum's free throw is good. So Madison with 6 points. With 51 seconds to play here in the half. Second shot is good. 28-13, Lady Bulldogs. Reynolds over the left side to Nordell. On the wing, beyond the three-point line. Anchoring now with a merchant, the Beckard with the ball, and she'll pass it down low, and a foul is called on Marysville. But DeFranco will pick up her first. That's the team's 9. So still a 1-1 here for Reynolds. Free throw is good. Reynolds hits the free throw. Second free throw is up, and she'll hit that one. 28-15 with 40 seconds to play here in the half. Marysville with the lead and with the ball. Macy Raver. Going inside to Rotobaum on the left block. Goes up too hard. Gets her own rebound, and that one's good. She's got 9. Marysville doubling up Concordia 30-15 as we wind down the first half. Avery with the ball. Going down low. Rotobaum got a piece of it, and then it's picked up by Meyer. Marysville with it. With 8 seconds to play here in the half. Linda Franco. Dribbles to her right, bounce pass to Rotobaum. She'll go up on the right block, and this time it's up and right in front of the buzzer. Marysville leads it 32-15 here in the half. We'll take a timeout, come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new, exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueriverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're here at the half, and the Lady Bulldogs on top, 32-15. Let's take a look at your scoring stats. First, for Concordia, they're led by Hannah Acree and Kendall Reynolds, each with 4 points. Zoe Beckert with 3. Chloe Conway and Jara Nordell with 2 points each. For Marysville, they're led by Madison Rodenbaum with 11. Eva Peschel and Macy Raver, 9 points each. Linda Franco with 2 points, and Lainey Schaefer with 1. I guess you'd say the big story is that's helping one team and hurting another is free throws. Concordia is 3-for-10 from the charity stripe, and Marysville is 8-for-13. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back with more in this first of 2 basketball games here for you tonight. Marysville girls lead Concordia 32-15. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the big green egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a big green egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Welcome back to Marysville High School. We're here at the half. Lady Bulldogs on top of Concordia, 32-15. Marysville jumped out. They led it 17-8 in the first quarter, then outscoring the Lady Panthers 15-7 in the second quarter to get you to your halftime score here, 32-15. And Madison Rodebaum leads the way for the Lady Bulldogs with the 11 points. Macy Raver and Eva Pesha with 9 points each. And then Linda Franco with 2 and Lady Schaefer with 1. And Marysville 8 for 13 from the charity stripe. Concordia 3 for 10. And as I've mentioned, the Lady Panthers only with 6 girls here suited up for varsity. COVID has hit their JV. And so they're in quarantine, so they only have 6, and one of the things we talked about is that they're going to watch out for is foul trouble, and Nordell and Rundis with 3 fouls, Kendall Reynolds with 2, and then Acree and Beckard with 1 foul each. And if you take a look at the free throws taken by Marysville, definitely their plan is to attack that basket and get Concordia into foul trouble. So we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, get you ready for half number 2. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5169.
And welcome back as we get ready to start quarter number 3. Original starters on the floor for both teams, Beckard, Acree, Connolly, Reynolds, and Rundis for Concordia. Peschel, Franco, Price, Raver, and Runnerbaum for Marysville. Concordia will get the ball to start the second half with the possession arrow over to Acree. Now the left side to Rundis. Rundis lobs it back to Reynolds near the sideline. She'll dribble to her right. Over now to Beckard. Beckard, cross-court pass to the right side to Acree. Acree ball tipped by Franco, and Runnelbaum comes up with it. Now the professional. Peschel up the floor, goes up near the top of the key. Now to the high post, Runnelbaum out to Linda Franco for 3. Back of the rim, no good, and Macy Raver tracks it down. Gets the rebound. passes over to Rotobaum. Rotobaum underneath the basket a little too much. Hands it off to Price, who can't really get a grasp on it as Concordia was there batting it away. It'll stay Marysville ball. Linda Frank will inbound it right in front of her own bench. Inbounds it to Price. Price back to Franco. Franco dribbles, kicks it out to Rayburn. She'll spot up for three. Shot is short. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Rundon. Concordia coming back the other way over to Becker. Becker drives, and Macy Rayburn calls for the foul. That'll be her second. First foul of the half for Marysville. Rayburn's second. Inbound to Reynolds. Reynolds near the volleyball line, over to the right side, pull up, three-point shot taken by Rundis, no good, Marysville coming back the other way. Eva Peschel with it, she'll stop near the center circle, now to the high post of Price, hands it back to Eva, she'll come around to her right, now dribbles left, Macy Raver, cross court to Linda Franco, long two, back of the rim, bounces high, Rotobaum had the rebound, but couldn't really grab it, it goes out of bounds. Concordia will get it with 6:35 to go here in the third quarter, 32-15. No scoring yet here in the second half. Concordia with the ball near the top of the key. Rundis hands it off to Becker. Becker pulls up a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Price. Gives it to Peschel. Peschel crosses midcourt, stops near the volleyball line, and we got a whistle timeout taken by Marysville. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. 32-15 Marysville here on KNDY.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Zoe Beckard is fouled, but they say it was on the floor. Rotobaum will pick up her second. It was on the floor, no shooting. She did make the bucket, but it was before she put the ball up in the air. Concordia will inbound it high to Beckard. Beckard hands it off to Reynolds. Reynolds flips it left side to Acree. Acree bounce pass to the high post. Rundis turns, squares, back over to Becker. Becker bounce pass into Conway. Conway back out. Fight for the ball as Price comes in, ties it up, jump ball, and possession arrow will go to the Lady Bulldogs. Boys game to follow this one. 5:33 to go here in third quarter. 32-15, we're at a standstill scoring-wise. No scoring yet here in the second half. Peschel lobs it. Rotobaum kicks it back out to Franco. She'll pull up for three. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Reynolds comes up with it for Concordia. And double dribble is going to be called as Kendall Reynolds was trying to launch it down to Rundis, who was going, but Rundis wasn't quite ready, so she kind of had to pull back and then started again and called for the double dribble. Peschel with the ball at midcourt for Marysville. She'll go near the top of the key, the right side to Raver. Raver beyond the three-point line. Now top over to Franco. Franco dribbles. She'll direct traffic. Back out over to Raver. Raver into Rotobaum, into paint. Back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Reynolds comes up with it for the Lady Panthers. Still no score here in the second half. Rotobaum knocks the ball away. It was going into Conway, and Conway had some room to the hoop. But Rotobaum says no, sir, or no, ma'am. inbound to Reynolds. Reynolds out over to Acri. Acri drives in the paint. Bounce pass is tipped by Macy Rayburn. She comes up with it for Marysville. She'll cross midcourt, picks up her dribble, over to Peschel. Peschel dribble, penetrates to the right wing. Now Linda Franco, top of the key. She'll dribble, penetrate, lobs it in to Runnabomb. Runnabomb puts it up and in. Nice give and go there. Our scoreless round of almost 4 minutes has ended. Marysville on top, 34-15, and loose ball. Franco got a piece of it into the hands of Peschel. Peschel. Up the floor. Oh, Linda Franco for three on the left side. Shot is short. Peschel fights for the rebound, but Rundis comes up with it for Concordia. 34-15. Marysville with the lead. Over the right side near the sideline. Concordia flips it up top over to Beckard, and Beckard's called for the travel. McKenna Miniman back into the ball game for Lady Bulldogs. And she'll get the inbound from Madison Runnabomb. Miniman, left side to Linda Franco. Underneath to Runnabomb on the left block. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Fight for it. Gets it. And this time it is good. Boy, I wish I had more eyes and more hands to keep more stats, but she's got 15 points, but I bet you she's got about 7 or 8 rebounds. Reynolds with a ball, long 2 for Concordia, shot no good. It's going to go out of bounds. I think Linda Franco got a piece of it, yeah. Concordia will inbound underneath their own basket. Better do something, and they are going to do something. They're going to take a timeout. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. 36-15, Marysville on top here on KNDY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
.3:12 left to play here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 36-15. Cordy took the timeout. Taryn Rundis will inbound it underneath her own basket. Looking. Inbound it to Conway. Conway goes up and short. Linda Franco with a rebound. McKenna Miniman with the ball for Marysville. Quickly up the floor to Macy Raver. Raver now to the high post to Price. Back out to Miniman. On the left side to Linda Franco. Franco dribble penetrates. Has it knocked out of her hands. And picked up by Rundis. Rundis up the floor. Now flips it into the corner to Reynolds. Reynolds back to Rundis. She'll come around the left side. Now back up top over to Beckard. Beckard near the center circle. Over the left side to Acri. Acri in the corner back to Rundis. Looking into Conway. Conway on the block. Turns out to Reynolds for three. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Price had it. It's not loose. McKenna Miniman comes up with it for Marysville. Quickly up the floor. Over to the right side. Now she'll dribble left. Spins. Goes right. Bounce pass to Runnabomb. A little too much on that bounce pass as it goes out of bounds. Peschel and Dressman back in. I think someone else came in as well. Elaine Schaefer back into the ballgame for Marysville. Beckard goes underneath. Nice pass to Acri. 36-17, that's the first point for Concordia here in the third quarter. 1:50 to go here in the third. We've got a foul on Reynolds. That's her third. So now Reynolds, Nordell, and Rundis with three fouls each for Concordia. Linda Franco will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it in to McKenna Miniman. She'll dribble to her left. Now turns right. Picks up her dribble. Peschel now with the ball. She'll set it back up near the center circle. Left side to Linda Franco. Franco dribble, penetrates to the free, near the free throw line. Out over to Schaefer. Schaefer, she'll dribble. Right side, lobs it to McKenna Miniman. Now to Dressman. Nice pass to Schaefer. Drives in the lane, lays it up and in. 38-17, Marysville with a lead. Concordia with a ball with 1:15 to play here in the third quarter, and it's tipped and taken away by Peschel. Peschel going over to Schaefer, flying the hoop, shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded, they'll take it away by Eva Peschel. Peschel lays it up and in. She's got 11, and it's 40-17. Marysville with a lead, 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Beckard. Left side, beyond the three-point line. Bounce pass over to Rundis. Rundis now to Reynolds. Reynolds back to the right side to Acree. She'll drive underneath the basket. Out over to Beckard. 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and we're going to have a foul here on Miniman. It'll be her first. Macy Raver back into the ballgame. Third foul, no shooting, only four fouls total here in the second half. Reynolds with the ball for Concordia, 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 40-17, Marys with the lead. Conway going down low to Reynolds. Reynolds shot off the mark, no good. Fight for the rebound, Raver ripped it. And I believe we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will stay with Concordia. Taryn Rundis will inbound it from the baseline with 23 seconds to go in the third. She'll get it into Reynolds, and Reynolds is going to be fouled by Schaefer. That's her third. And Reynolds with 4 points at the line. She'll be shooting two. She's 2 for 3. Not 2 for 4. She misses that one. Second free throw on the way for Reynolds is up, and she'll hit that one. 20 seconds to play in the third. Marysville on top, 40-18. Macy Raver with the ball beyond the three-point line on the left side over to Miniman. Out to Peschel. Peschel, she'll dribble to her left near the top of the key. Comes over now to Miniman. Up top to Schaefer. Schaefer dribble, penetrates in the lane. Floater up, off the mark, no good. Fight for the board. That's the end of the first quarter. Marysville leads it 40-18. You're listening to high school basketball, KNDY.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bomb headed on the block and misses the shot, gets her own rebound, misses that one, and Macy Raver will knock this out of bounds. Marysville outscoring Concordia 8-3 in the third quarter. Low scoring for both teams. 40-18, Marysville on top. Kendall Reynolds with the ball for Lady Panthers. She's got some room to the hoop, goes up, and she is going to be fouled by Peschel. It's going to be on the floor, however. Okay. Her third, team's fifth, inbound to Reynolds. She'll pull up quickly for three. Back of the rim, no good. Franco with a rebound. Paschal now with a ball, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 40-18. Paschal to Linda Franco, lobs it into Rotobaum. Rotobaum on the block, back out to Franco. Franco now over to Macy Raver. Paschal back with the ball. Franco with it. Left side to Raver. Raver pump fake up to Paschal. And Marysville's going to take a timeout there on top, 40-18 here on KNDY.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
7:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 40-18. The boys game will follow this one. And we'll have the Farm Bureau scoreboard show later on this evening. Still, even with a lot of cancellations and postponements this evening, we still have some good scores to give you. Rotobaum with the ball. She's got some room on the left side. Lays it up and in. She's got 17. Reynolds with the ball. Marysville leads it 42-18. Rundis going underneath to Reynolds. And Peschel will pick up her fourth. Reaching in from behind. Miniman into the ballgame. Six fouls, so no shooting. Rundis, better do something with it. Better do something with it. And did they get a timeout? Nope, they did not. 5-second violation. Corey will turn it over. Marries it a little ball. McKenna Miniman bringing the ball up the floor over to Macy Raver. Back to McKenna. Back to Franco now with the ball. Over to Ashlyn Price. Back to Franco. Now to Raver. Raver going inside to Rotobaum. It'll be Conway for Concordia knocks it away. It'll stay Lady Bulldog ball. Led to Franco will inbound it on the baseline. On the left side of the hoop. Lobs it to Raver. Right back to Franco. And to Rotobaum. Little baby hook. Shot short. Fight for the board. And I think Ashley Price is going to be called for the foul going over the back. She is. It'll be her second, team's seventh. So we'll have a 1-1 situation here as Kendall Reynolds goes to the line. She's got 5 points, 3 for 5 from the charity stripe. Free throw is up and good. That's the first point of the fourth quarter for Concordia. Second one is up and that one's good. 12-point lead for Marysville, 42-20, 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Linda Franco with the ball to the right side to Raver. Raver to Miniman to Franco. Cross-court pass in the corner to Macy Raver. Bobbles with it, but she comes out with it. Goes into Rotobaum. She can't bring it in. Corey coming back the other way. Reynolds near the volleyball line to the left side. They're going to go underneath to Conway. Conway on the block, shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Linda Franco is going to come up with it. Franco crosses midcourt. Dribble penetrates, changes left, scoops it up in the lane. Shot up, no good. She'll go to the line to shoot two, however. Record will get her second foul, and Linda Franco at the line. Shooting two, first one, good. That's the first point for Linda Franco since the first quarter. She's been quiet in the scorebook, but she's been doing very good on the defensive side. That free throw, no good. Rebounded by Reynolds. Reynolds up the floor for the Lady Panthers. Left side to Rundis. On this top of the key, looking inside, nothing there. I think Raver, though, might have gotten a piece of it. She did. Little stake in Corey ball. She didn't. I think that ball was still going out of bounds. Cordial inbound it. Looking. Get it in to Reynolds. Reynolds goes right back to Rundis. Rundis bobbles with it. Back out to Reynolds for three. Back of the rim, no good. McKenna Miniman with the rebound. And boy, she just gets it back to Runnelbaum as she was falling. That would have been a traveling call. Linda Franco pulls up for three. Her shot no good. The rebound goes right to her in the Runnelbaum, and she is fouled either by Conway or Beckard. It's going to be on Conway. That's her first. Just the third foul for Concordia here in this quarter half. For Linda Franco with a ball, he inbounds it, and she'll get it right back, and she'll put it up for two. 45-20, Marysville lead, 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Reynolds with it. For Concordia, comes around to the right side, still with a dribble beyond the three-point line. Now picks it up, going into Conway. Conway in the paint, goes up, and good. He's got four. Marysville quickly down the floor to Raver. Now to Miniman, left side to Franco. Franco back over to Raver. She'll spot up for three. Side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Reynolds. Reynolds, long pass, was intercepted by McKenna Miniman. Miniman, she'll drive the lane, stops in the middle, and ooh, she is fouled. So McKenna Miniman has gotten a break, or not really a break, but saved from traveling calls, because she was bumped at that time, so it was a good call there. No shooting. That was on Reynolds, that's her fourth. Linda Franco. Lob it to Dressman. Dressman now to Raver. Old Ashland Price back to Franco. Franco dribbles. Cross-court pass to Raver for three. Back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Still loose. Linda Franco comes up with it. And timeout taken by Marysville with 4:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. They're on top 45-22 here on KNDY.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Happy holidays!
A Tisket, a Tasket, a big old Christmas basket sale at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Purchase a Christmas basket tote for $9.99 and save 20% on everything you can fit inside. So get ready to cram it, jam it, stuff it, and save big through Sunday at Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
4:09 left to play here in the Lady Bulldogs. On their way to their first win of the season, they're on top 45-22. Or I guess something very bad happens. They're looking for their first win of the season. Well, they're looking for it. They're 4:09 away from getting it. Linda Franco underneath her own basket. Going to lob it to McKenna Miniman. She'll come around to the right side to Macy Raver, now back to her left, Franco. Franco dribbles in the lane, stops, pull up, back of the rim, no good, gets her own rebound. That shot no good. Maybe there might have been a little foul, nothing called. Concordia coming back the other way to Beckard. Now to Rundis. Rundis on the wing to Avery. Avery back to Beckard. Now to Reynolds for a long two. It is short, rebounded by Linda Franco. McKenna Miniman with the ball for Marysville with 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. They're on top, 45-22. Ashland Price with it, over, swings it, reverses it to Linda Franco for three, and it is good. She's got 8 points, six of them here in the fourth quarter. 48-22, Marysville with the lead, Becker with the ball. Over to the left side, it's going to fall out to a shake Concordia ball. Peschel, Schaefer, and Taylor Meyer back in for Marysville. Inbound to Reynolds. Reynolds drives the lane, lays it up and in. She's got 9 points. 48-24, Marysville lead. Able to ball, 2:48 to play here in the fourth quarter. Schaefer over the left side of Miniman. Cross court, now back in the corner. Now, three-point shot taken by Meyer. It's no good. And it'll be Cordy Ball as it goes out of bounds. Jared Nordell back in for Concordia. Lady Panthers pretty impressed with, they don't really seem to be dragging too much. They've only got six players suited up. Shot no good, rebound by Nordell. Now we're out of a fight for the rebound here. As Taylor Meyer ties it up, they're going to say jump ball. Possession will stay with Concordia. Lady Panthers inbound it to Beckert. Beckert. She'll pass it. She'll get it right back. Pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Fashel. Fashel with the ball. Long pass down to Schaefer. Schaefer can't quite come up with it, but it's tipped away by Kendall Reynolds. So it will stay Marysville ball with 2:11 to play here in the fourth. Fashel lobs it to Dressman. Dressman, high post. One dribble. Picks it up over to Miniman. Miniman out of the right side. Back to Fashel. Now to her left to Schaefer. Schaefer, top of the key, right side to Meyer. Meyer, special, back to Meyer. Meyer's bumped, and we have a foul here on Beckert. It'll be her third. Team's fifth, so no shooting. Special inbounded on the baseline. Gets it in to Dressman. Dressman on the block. No good. Gets her own rebound. Fights for it. Final tip foul is called. I believe it's going to be on Nordell. It is. Her fourth. Team six, so no shooting. Peschel looks to get it in. She'll lob it to Finneman. Driving the lane. Good. 50-24, Marysville with a lead, 1:37 to play here in the fourth quarter. Reynolds now on the right side to Becker. Anchoring with the ball, back out over to, oh my, to Becker, and she is fouled by Taylor Meyer. The three-pointer is good. That's her second three-ball of the night. I'm finally hearing the PA announcer. I apologize if anyone from Concordia has been hearing me butcher her name all night, but it's Bouchard. Free throw was no good. 50-27. Marysville with lead and with a ball. Miniman over to Meyer. She'll pull up for three. That shot's no good. Pipe of the board underneath. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay Marysville ball. Special underneath her own basket. Looking. Better do something with it. She'll get it in to Schaefer. Now back to Meyer with 1 minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Schaefer back to the ball and she hits the three-pointer. She's got six. 53-27. Marysville with the lead. And Grundis will pull up for three. And it shot's no good. We're going to have a foul here. It's on Bakery. Team seven. So Taylor Meyer is going to go to the line. seconds to play here in the fourth. Free throw, bounces around, no good. Rebounded by Concordia. Down. Over to Reynolds. Reynolds brings it up across midcourt, 35 seconds to play in the fourth. Meyer tips it out of the hands of Acri. Now she'll drive, kicks it near the sideline. Rundus Now the Nordell shot up, no good. Rebound of 20 seconds. He's a perpetual ball for Marysville. They lead it 53-27. Schaefer the ball now in the corner over to Meyer. Meyer holds. Now brings it back out to Schaefer. Looks like Marysville is just going to dribble this out. And they are going to pick up their first win of the season. 27. We'll take a timeout, come back, wrap it up, and get you ready for game number two. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
And welcome back to Marysville High School as we finish game number one, game number two coming up next between Concordia and Marysville. Lady Bulldogs win game number one, 53-27. Concordia with led in scored by Kendall Reynolds with 9 points. Zoe Bouchard and Hannah Acree with 6 points each. Chloe Conway with 4 and Jara Nordell with 2 points. For Marysville, they are led by Madison Rotobaum with 17, followed by Eva Paschal with 8. Macy Rayburn, 9. Linda Franco, 8 points. And Lainey Schaefer with 3. Lady Bulldogs led it 17-8 at the end of the first quarter. Outscoring Concordia in the second, 15-7. It was 32-15 at the half. Low-scoring second half, really, for both teams. Marysville outscoring Concordia 8-3 in the third, and then 13-9 in the fourth to win it. 53-27. Marysville improves to 1-3 on the season now. And Concordia falls to 1-2. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll get you some ABC news, some weather, and get you ready for game number two. It's the boys. Come up after this. You're listening to high school basketball right here on KNDY.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100 or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
KNDY.